Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. This weekend, Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, California will host the California Flag Stakes, a race for three-year-olds and up at 6.5 furlongs on the turf for a purse of $100,000. And so we look back at the career of California Flag, a California bred who left his mark on the sport with a victory in the 2009 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint at Santa Anita. California Flag was foaled on February 19, 2004 at the High Card Ranch of Keith and Barbara Card near Murrieta, California. A gray or roan colt, he was a son of Avenue of Flags, a horse who had raced only 3 times in his career but had been runner-up in the Grade II Hollywood Juvenile Championship. The colt's mother, Ultra Fleet, had won $0 in 4 career starts, but had proved to be a broodmare capable of producing stakes horses. Owner-breeder Keith Card was a popular figure in California racing. He was a native of Montana who had served in the Navy during World War II, and he had owned a contracting firm which specialized in building highways and bridges. An owner and breeder of thoroughbred since 1964, he had served as president of both the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association and the California Thoroughbred Farm Managers Association, and was a member of the California Hall of Fame. He and wife Barbara operated a 10-acre ranch which was known for producing top runners in California from a limited number of foals each year. Barbara once noted that California Flag was a gorgeous horse who, as a youngster, had shown the ability to outrun all of the other babies in the field. As a 2-year-old in 2006, the colt had been consigned to auctions not once but twice in Southern California, but each time he had been withdrawn. Keith and Barbara could not bring themselves to part with him. Instead, they decided to keep him and race him themselves. Even so, the start to California Flag's racing career was less than ideal. Unraced as a juvenile, California Flag finally got to the starting gate at age 3, but was winless in 3 starts. He broke his maiden in February of 2008 at odds of 17-1 on the turf at Santa Anita, but he then lost 3 consecutive races. At that point, trainer Brian Coroner made a suggestion. He believed that California Flag would do better not as a colt, but as a gelding, and he was correct. Following the routine surgical procedure, California Flag responded by winning 3 of his next 4 starts, including the Grade 3 Morbid Stakes on the downhill turf course at Santa Anita. With Joe Talamo as his jockey and at odds of 22-1, California Flag not only won the Morbid Stakes but set a course record in a time of 1 minute 11.1 seconds. His connections decided he had earned a shot at the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. California Flag was a horse who liked to go to the lead soon after the start. Unfortunately, one of his opponents at that 2008 Breeders' Cup was Mr. Nightlinger, who had the same tendency to run hard and fast as soon as the race began. The two slugged it out that day through a quarter mile in 20.73 seconds and a half mile in 41.81. It was a brutal pace, and it took its toll on both horses. California Flag led with an 1/8 mile to go but finished 10th. Mr. Nightlinger would fade to 11th. California Flag bounced back a few weeks later at Hollywood Park with a win in the Grade 3 Hollywood Turf Express Handicap, drawing clear by nearly 5 lengths in a time of 1 minute 8.81 seconds for 6 furlongs. Coroner then recommended another surgery, this time to remove bone chips from both front ankles. The surgery did wonders. California Flag went to the ranch to relax for the next 9 months. When he returned to the races in August of 2009, he was a different horse. Coroner noted that California Flag had often been anxious, hot, and rambunctious in the paddock when younger, but that after his layoff, he had returned calm and mature. His return to the races was marked with back-to-back victories, including a repeat score in the Morvich as the 8-5 favorite while carrying top weight of 122 pounds. California Flag had earned a return trip to the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. This time, there would be no Mr. Nightlinger and no speed duel. With Talamo, just 19 years of age in the irons, California Flag was in control virtually the entire way. Trevor Denman with the call.
They come home and California Flag's going away from them. California Flag opens up. Can he keep going now? Delta Score coming home. Gamely Cannonball down the center of the track. Got to have her running late, but it's all California Flag. California Flag, Joe Talamo in the ride of his life, in the race of his life. California Flag has won it.
Sent off the 3-1 favorite, California Flag did not disappoint. He was the first Breeders' Cup winner for his owner, trainer, and jockey. And the victory would help propel him to honors as California Turf Champion, and he would share the title of Horse of the Year in the Golden State. California Flag made three more tries at another Breeders' Cup title, but he finished off the board each time. He was retired at the end of 2012 with a record of 11 wins in 27 starts and earnings of nearly $1.3 million. We remember California Flag, and we wish everyone a safe journey in tomorrow's stakes race named in his honor. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.